This is KUT. Throughout the Austin Independent School District, students of color aren't doing as well academically as their white peers. KUT's Claire McInerney reports on how the AISD School Board is trying to address this problem.
Earlier this month, the AISD Board of Trustees had a long discussion about what they call the achievement gap. What this means is when you look at the test scores of all students, white ones score much higher. For example, when it comes to reading scores, 80% of white students passed that test in 2017. Half that many Latino students passed the same test, and only a third of Black students did.
Our percentages, our gaps are deplorable, and I don't think we can hide any longer from that fact.
That's board member Ted Gordon.
And we need to come together, whether we think it's one thing or another, to try to put our perspectives together and make this thing change.
The board discussed two solutions to addressing this achievement gap. First, how are schools supporting their Black students? The district has a specific plan for this group because the gap between Black students and their peers is the largest. It includes training teachers to learn the needs of and support their Black students. This plan also calls for teachers to monitor the progress of every Black child. For the second one, Superintendent Paul Cruz says they need to change the way teachers think.
I do think a significant piece is implicit bias and expectation level.
So what's implicit bias? In a school setting, it's a teacher having a subconscious belief that a student from a certain income bracket or that looks a certain way can only achieve so much. Cruz says to combat the negative effects of that, teachers need to focus on one thing with their students.
Expectation level. I do think that is significant when we look at student performance in any type of category.
He says regardless of a student's background, teachers should have high expectations and push every student toward college or career goals. One example is making sure kids of color are considered for enrichment classes and extracurriculars. And Cruz says whether it's race, special education, or English learners, he wants AISD teachers to realize the challenges and learning styles of these groups.
But it's recognizing that it's just different, it's not wrong.
But that change will take time. Each year, the district hires 800 new teachers, which means starting the process all over again for about 13% of teachers each year. Claire McInerney, KUT News.